All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:09, partly sunny. Temps in the 40s. It is the second day of January, and I would like to, Walmart Jeff and Gavin, find out if you guys even have a New Year's resolution.
Oh.
And what is it, one day in?
Yeah.
Not two days. One day in. How's it going?
All right.
So, what's your resolution? Do you have one, Walmart Jeff? Is it to shave that neck beard?
What no.
It's extreme right now.
It is. Okay. Right, Gavin?
Yeah, it's a little out of control.
So, I went to shave, like, right before Christmas, and my wife was like, oh, you're not shaving.
What? She what? Likes the neck beard?
She likes the neck beard and the whatever is growing on my face. I tried. She wouldn't let me shave.
I feel like that's the longest it's ever been.
Yeah.
I feel like...
It's kind of a beard.
I haven't shaved since October.
Patchy spots.
Yeah, I know.
It's really long. I feel like there could be something in there, like food or something.
Okay. No, there's not.
All right, so what's your resolution, Walmart Jeff?
My resolution is just to start what I finish this year.
God, every man should have that.
That's not a bad one at all.
Whether it comes to projects,
yes.
Maybe bettering myself, I'm going to stick through things till the end and hope for great outcomes.
What?
I feel like you are in therapy or something, because that sounds like something like a...
No.
You know, you would like a positive affirmation.
I actually, and I don't even know why I'm telling you this, but on New Year's Eve, I actually wrote a letter to myself.
What?
You did?
Yeah, just to kind of give. I don't know, just to kind of give myself a motivational pep talk.
His mission statement for the year.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, so, that's good. And how's it going one day in? Did you start a project, not finish it yesterday, or were you okay?
I wanted to do the dry January,
yeah.
But unfortunately, I wasn't able to.
All
so,
right.
Yeah. But maybe I'll try again on Monday.
All right, you can always hop back on whenever you want. It's a resolution,
right.
You know.
Gavin,
do you have a resolution?
You know what? I was really struggling to find out what I wanted to do this year.
Because he's so good.
He really is.
He doesn't have any vices.
I mean, I think everyone can be better. I mean, I want to drink more water. I want to exercise like a lot of other people. But
his resolution is drink more water.
Well,
I can't.
I don't drink enough water. I seriously don't. I need to. But
I know.
I will say, Walmart Jeff kind of inspired me over the break. He gave me a book. He gave me a book for my birthday called The Expectant Father. The ultimate guide for dads.
So your resolution is what?
It's to get into dad mode. Because I got a baby coming in the next few months.
Okay.
So I've got to get into dad mode. And he wrote a little inscription that kind of inspired me.
Okay.
And the inscription inside the book.
Says
right,
what?
Read it.
First of all, Gavin's been in dad mode since 2017.
Yeah. Well, now it's really got to ramp up.
So I don't think you have much for your New Year's resolution.
I got a birthing plan.
Just read it.
Baby classes coming. It says, Gavin, you're going to be a great father. What?
Turn that back on. Please.
You're going to be a great father. Good luck, Walmart.
Oh, that's nice.
Look at that. You
very
know,
sweet.
He's kind of like inspiring me because this guy,
right.
He's a dad.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm going to look to him to be like my dad light.
All right. So anyway,
Courtney.
One day in, you're in dad mode. Feeling like your resolution, you're going to stick to it.
That's it. I have to.
Mine is the dry January. Me and a couple of my girlfriends were all doing it together. And let me tell you, it was hard yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's only one day in and I was so bored.
Well, let me ask you a question because dry January starts on January 1st. What time did you stop drinking on New Year's Eve?
Midnight. Actually, 11:30.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
I stopped early.
Good for
yeah,
you.
Because I wanted to be sober before we drove home at like 3. It was like 3 in the morning by the time.
Yeah.
But yeah,
wow.
I know.
All right, good for you.
I'm a little nervous, so I don't know what I'm going to like. What am I going to do every day? I mean, I don't drink every day. I shouldn't say that.
What are you going to do when
I just
from
feel
work?
Like my resolution is going to be a little more difficult than Gavin getting into dad mode.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my resolution.
You can do it.
I hope I can.
New year.
Thank you,
Gavin. You got this.
So, yeah, mine's a dry January. And you know what? In fact, I'd love to hear what everybody else's resolutions are. You can share your New Year's resolution with us on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:27. Walmart Jeff and Gavin hanging out with you on the second day of 2020. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and Sunday is going to be a busy day for this. Would you guys like to take a guess?
Sunday. I'm going to say, I'm going to say online dating.
Okay, guess.
I just changed my mind from returning gifts to trying to find a new love.
All right.
That's a good one.
Gavin,
that's
would you
a
like
great
to
one.
Take a guess?
I'm going to say signing up for the gym.
Ooh.
Walmart Jeff.
Oh, that's even better.
Everyone wants to get in shape.
That's even better. See, I feel like everybody was disappointed with their loved one.
Yeah.
you know, their man or their woman over the holidays. But that's like Gavin's better. What is it?
If you said signing up for gym memberships, you are...
Hit me.
Incorrect. Oh, okay. If you said online dating, you are correct.
No way. Whoa. I'm right. Yep. Oh, my God.
Courtney.
I thought Gavin would have had that one.
It's actually called Dating Sunday.
Yeah.
It's the most popular time of the year to sign up for dating apps. 3 million people will sign up for dating apps on Sunday.
Really?
There will be over 1 million messages sent, and Friday, next Friday, is going to be one of the busiest date nights besides Valentine's Day.
What?
Yep.
See, that's knew it. See, what happens is some of you may think, oh, I'm going to get engaged at Christmas. Nope. I'm going to get engaged at New Year's. Nope. And then you're going to trade that person in and get a new one. Or you don't like the gifts you got. You know, there's so many. Wow.
Yeah, so Sunday.
And you don't want to have anyone for the holidays. Sometimes people don't want to worry about gifts and everything like that. So I think that's a good time. Now it's perfect time.
Yep.
Oh, hey, coming up, don't forget Steve. We have Steve in East Windsor. He actually needs some dating help. Maybe we should mention... You know, that he should go on a date this coming Friday.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
He needs some help. We're going to give it to him. Second date update coming up this morning at 7:15. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is time for Hollywood. A celebrity, engaged and expecting. Actress Michelle Williams, engaged and expecting. She got engaged to director Thomas Kail. Both are recently divorced. In fact, Michelle got married last year, and she was only married like less than a year.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. No word on a due date yet, but he just got divorced as well. Hey, Mariah Carey ended the year by getting hacked. Pranksters posted several offensive tweets and then sexual comments about Eminem.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mariah has since regained control of her account, deleted the tweets, and then said, I take a nap and this happens?
That's funny.
This happens. And finally, Post Malone getting another face tattoo.
This one?
I don't like it. I like Post Malone, but this one is giant. It's an armored glove holding a medieval weapon. It almost looks like nunchucks.
Yeah.
It runs down his right cheek, across his jawline, all the way down through his chin. It's just huge.
I actually kind of like it. I like it more than the tattoos under his eyes that say always tired.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it looked kind of cool for Post Malone.
Did you guys see him on New Year's Rockin' Eve?
No.
I did. I saw it.
Did you see him fall off stage?
I saw it. I was like, I had to go back and like rewind. I was like, did he really just fall?
He was performing. He fell off stage. He fell into the crowd. Security picked him up. He kept going. He was laughing.
Oh,
he's uninjured.
Funny.
You can see him fall. It was funny. And the new tattoo. It's all up right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. We're going to have the iHeartRadio world premiere of Justin Bieber's new song, Yummy, at the top of every hour tomorrow morning, starting at 6 o'clock. All right, it is time for good news. Hey, share your good news with us. We love starting our weekdays off at this time with good news. Just makes us feel good. Did something happen good over the holidays or New Year's?
Ooh.
Did you get proposed to? Are you engaged? Call us 860-247-9570. I've got good news if you got an older dog.
Okay.
And you want your older dog to run around like a puppy again.
All right.
Yeah.
Check out my podcast that just went up for the week.
Oh, nice.
My girlfriend Valerie stopped by and gave us some secrets. She actually has a secret supplement she gives her very old dog. And that dog runs around better than my young dog does.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you've got an older dog and you're interested in keeping your dog happy and healthy, check out my podcast with my girlfriend Valerie. It is up right now. Go to kiss957.com. Click on the podcast page, and my podcast is called Down with Dogs.
Nice.
It also has a Facebook page. You can find us, too. That's my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
I'm going to have to check that out, Courtney.
Please.
I have a 10-year-old chocolate lab.
I know you do.
It's actually going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
And speaking of dogs, this, ironically, companies around the world are adding a new initiative starting in 2020.
Yeah, which is?
To keep their employees happy.
Yeah.
Paw-ternity leave.
This is ridiculous. I asked for this. I didn't get it. My dog's 5, so I was on this years ago.
A lot of companies are now adopting this, and they give their employees an extra week off so they can get a new puppy and bring them into their home.
Yes, that's what I needed. You know what they told me? No, Courtney, you can't get paternity leave. Just take vacation, which I did, thank God, because when you have a new puppy and you bring them home, you need them to get acclimated.
Absolutely.
You've got to, you know, house break them. There's a lot of things you need to do.
Yep.
You can't just get a puppy and go to work the next day and just leave it unattended.
Or you can just buy a puppy right before your vacation. You could always do that.
Whatever, Walmart, Jeff.
So it doesn't work out that way. So a lot of companies are going to be doing this. So look for it in 2020. Paternity leave.
Love it, Gavin. Love it. All right, Walmart, Jeff, what's your good news?
I'd like to thank Courtney for this good news story she handed me.
What?
A disabled chicken named Tuesday is now getting around the chicken sanctuary thanks to a wheelchair that the people at the sanctuary built for this disabled chicken. Apparently, he was born with a bum leg. So what the staffers did at this animal sanctuary is they built him a little chicken wheelchair.
I love it.
Yeah. So
I love that.
There you go. Good news for a chicken named Tuesday.
I love it. All right. Do you have good news to share? We would love to hear it. Call us 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It's almost time for a second date update.
Ooh, all right. Yeah.
Somebody goes on a first date, they have a great time, and then they don't get a response for a second date, and they want to know why. We get answers. We're going to East Windsor this morning to talk to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, well, listen, hopefully we can help you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Producer says you went on a great date with a girl named Kelsey. What is going on? Tell me about the date.
I took her to the MGM Springfield for dinner. We had a great conversation. I know she was laughing at all my jokes. I thought things were going really great. We went out, we hit the slot machines at one point, and then we went to dinner after. So it was really fun.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, I haven't talked to her since. She hasn't responded to any texts or anything. I called a couple times, and I was like, all right, I just figured I'd bring in the professionals, bring in you guys to help me figure this out.
The professionals.
Hey, Steve, don't take this the wrong way, buddy. It is from one guy to another. This is the time of year where women are just into free meals and free drinks.
Really?
Is that it?
It is. They want to go axe throwing, so they find a guy to bring them axe throwing or to a paintball.
That is not true.
I know women, and this is what happens.
Hashtag, no, you don't know women. Steve, listen, women, we can buy our own meals. The last thing we want to do is go on a date with some guy just to get a free meal when we probably make more money than him.
Okay. All right.
So, Steve, you had a connection with her? Were you attracted to her?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, she's really sexy.
And she was laughing at your jokes?
Yes.
Always a good sign.
So
I know. That's the thing. I'm not that funny.
So, yeah. So, Steve, you're saying you actually called and text messaged for a second date and she didn't respond?
Yeah, she hasn't done it. Yeah, nothing.
All right, here's what we're going to do, Steve. We're going to call up Kelsey. We're going to ask her just to be honest and tell us how she thought the date went. You're going to be listening in. At any point, you can jump in, or I'll just bring you into the conversation, and hopefully you'll get a second date out of this. Maybe she lost your number, or maybe I don't know, she broke her phone. Who knows? That happened to me once.
Yeah. Sometimes I answer text messages in my head instead of actually texting the person back, or I forget to hit send.
Whatever.
You know, there's so many different things that could have went wrong here.
All right. Hang tight, Steve. We're going to call Steve's date Kelsey. We'll do that next.
Okay.
All right. No
focus. None. It's a new Walmart Jeff in 2020.
It's a new year. Maybe we can get a love connection here.
Could have fooled me.
Hello?
Hi, is Kelsey there?
Yes.
Hey, Kelsey, it's Courtney.
And Walmart Jeff.
Good morning, Kelsey. It's Gavin.
And we're calling for Kiss 95.7. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show, Kelsey. If you don't know, we have something called, and I'm sure you do know, it's called Second Date Update. If you go on a first date and you have a great time, but you don't hear from that person for a second date, you call us.
Oh, okay.
And you, Kelsey, my friend, are on Second Date Update. I can refresh your memory a little bit, but apparently you went to the casino with a guy named Steve and had a great date.
Yes, we did. It was wonderful. I really liked him.
Ooh,
you know, for the first part of the date where there was dinner. We had great conversations, but then it sort of went downhill pretty quickly after that. So we went to the MGM casino, and so therefore we went to the slots.
Okay.
Straight after.
So I'm confused because he said he had a great date with you too, and at one point there was dinner. I think you guys have different versions of the date, but there was gambling, there was dinner, there was laughter, and
during dinner.
He told us he has texted you and sent you a message for a second date, but he got no response.
Yeah. Well, he went missing on me after dinner, honestly.
Wait a minute. What? What are you talking about? He went missing?
He basically went missing on me. As soon as we hit the slots, he started running around like a crazy guy. And I lost him for a good while. I couldn't find him. I would see him to the left, and I would see him, like, all the way at the end again. I mean, I would try to catch up to him, and then he would just shrug me off.
Okay. All right.
And that wasn't cool.
Okay. Well, according to him, it was fun. But you're telling me that once you guys started playing the slots, he kind of, like, just disappeared and did his own thing and could care less that you were even there.
Yes. And it's the first date. I mean, so I'm seeing that as a red flag if I'm not important on a first date.
Okay.
And I mean, you do understand, right?
Listen, as a woman, I understand. If I went on a first date and I went to, I'm sorry, it's not, I get nervous when I'm with my girlfriend that I'm going to lose him at a casino, let alone some guy that you don't know. I mean,
yeah.
Here's the thing, Kelsey. Steve's listening in. Steve, do you hear what's going on?
Yeah, I do.
Did you leave her?
I just don't understand. I mean, that's just slot machines. It's just a one-person game anyway.
Yeah, you got to keep up.
What do you need, a babysitter the whole time? I mean, we're all doing our thing, and then we met up after.
But we're still mid-connection, and then you literally run off.
I don't know. If you need me to hold your hand at playing slots, like...
It would have been nice if we enjoyed them together. That's all I'm saying.
But we both pull it at the same time? Is that it?
Oh, my God, Steve, you're not getting it. Steve, I got to listen. I like to stay neutral, but you're not getting it. It's a date. It's a first date, and it's about spending time together. Whether she stands and watches you or you stand and watch her, like, it sounds like you wandered off.
I mean, I don't know. Anyone that kind of needs to be babysat through a slot machine, like just going to the slots.
Steve, I'm with you, man.
Not much for me.
If you can't find a girl to keep up with you at the casino, then she's not good for you.
The focus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it wasn't a big deal, and then we were hanging out right after.
All right, well, listen, if you both felt like you had a really good connection, I will pick up the tab for a second date and maybe, like, spend more time with each other. Are you interested in that, Kelsey?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
As long as there are no slots involved, maybe I'll consider it. I don't know.
All right. Well, listen, if you're going to maybe consider it, I'm going to put you guys on hold. We'll talk a little further, but we will. If you decide to go on a second date with no bells and whistles to distract you, Steve, we'll pick up the tab for a second date, okay? Hold on.